RSBNB Update, episode 122 for October 19th, 2007. Finish the series. Hello, everybody. RSBNB Update 122 coming at you right now. Recorded Friday, October 22nd. No, it's not. It's the 19th. I just see Jeff is here, and as well as Trekkie. Say hello, both of you guys.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. Miss me?
Yeah, I'm sure we did. But anyways, I messed up the date when we were starting. No, remember? No. I'm just saying that. Remember when I was doing the countdown? I said the right date, but when we started, I said the wrong date. Anyways, that's beside the point. Episode 0x7a right now. If you know what that is, good. PM me and I'll arrange to meet you on RS and give you a nice little treat. 0x7a. Jeff, you're not allowed to answer. Anyways, so it's been a while since we've heard from Trekkie. So how is Trekkie being?
Decent.
Oh, that's good. Jeff?
Pretty good. Just kind of busy.
Oh, yeah, everyone's busy. Everyone's busy. Yeah.
Not me.
Today, in one of my breaks between my classes, I'm tasked with handling file I.O. for this project we're working on. So, in one of my breaks between the classes, I wrote a regular expression for parsing a waypoint file. That was fun. Anyways,
Jeff, did you get that?
Huh?
Jeff, did you get that?
No.
No.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, so Trekkie, what do you think of Loot Share?
This is like Guild Wars.
Why?
Because that's what they do in Guild Wars, is that whenever coins drop on the ground, it's split up between the parties.
Okay. Well, tell me how it works in Guild Wars, then.
Well, basically, you have a max of 8 people per party, and if a monster drops 100 gold, it's divided by 8. It's equally shared.
I see.
So it drops 8. Yeah.
What if it's a number that's not easily divisible by 8?
And honestly, nobody keeps track.
Okay.
Somebody gets really nerdy or something.
See, this is the thing. Like, people might consider Jagex a copier for copying something that Guild Wars does, right? But no, that's not really the case, because what happens is, in order for a piece of software to undergo an evolution or evolutionary advances, I guess you could say, they have to take ideas from other pieces of software. I'm not going to bore you guys with this software engineering speak, but that's basically how all software evolves, is by borrowing other people's ideas and tweaking them and making them better. So, nothing wrong with it. But anyways, the RuneScape Loot Share system is tied in pretty heavily with the clan chat system. But there's only certain worlds that you can use Loot Share on. Did you guys know that?
Not really. I haven't done any Loot Share stuff anyway.
Because basically, right now, it's available on quite a few worlds, but I guess this basically limits to where you could go do, say, for instance, Kalphite Queen hunting or God Wars or something like that. Basically, what you do in the clan chat channel is you would select what rank is available to participate in this, and everybody within 8 squares of the monster when it's killed has a chance of getting the drop, and it says what the drop was. And if you don't get one, it improves your chances as you go on. No, we're not watching a Chinese TV show, Trekkie. You can... He likes talking on MSN.
I hear something in the background.
Not me.
Interesting.
Must be a ghost. Anyways.
Oh, never mind. I figured out where that was coming from.
Okay. It says who received what and whatnot, so that's good, you know? Like, for instance, Sanchez has received 1 Amulet of Power. So, I don't know, it's good that it finally says, because then you deal with the possibility of greedy people like being able to.
That sucks. Because remember, dude, like how Fight Queen is, though, you just say, oh man, I got a little bit of gold, and then this giant chain just.
And you never know. You never know who got what, you know? But that's good that they have this option now, so. We'll probably be testing that out on the RSBNB events this weekend.
Which is?
We're not. We'll talk about that later.
Okie dokie.
Yes. So that's that. Luchair, I don't know, what would you rate it?
Honestly, I really don't care about the Luchair thing.
Okay, then. I won't rate it either. Next thing is that the Ring of Life has been improved and removes any poison effects that you may have on you. Which is kind of good if you think about it, because if you got teleported, you could still die from the poison, you know?
Yeah, but you get pretty close to a bank, so... Yeah.
But once when I got teleported, the poison got me.
It's your fault.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You should have bought some anti-poison pots.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think this is a perfectly good update for this. Any thoughts?
Yeah, that's good. Let's move on. I got nothing to say.
Okay, Jeff?
Yeah.
No?
Jeff's been quiet today.
Yeah. This is like the laid-back version where we're all like on like sleeping pills or something, you know?
Hold up.
Okay.
There we go.
What did you do?
Slammed the door.
Oh, okay. Anyways, that's good. Ring of Life. The bug bag. I always like this segment. The Karamja seagulls are no longer stuck. Apparently they were stuck flying in a pattern. God knows how this happens, but it's been fixed. Hunter pitfall traps and the gnome ball scarp and fletching cape render issues fixed. Come on, guys. Talk.
I have nothing to say, dude. I mean, these are bug fixes. I mean, none of us really care for...
I care about bug fixes.
Not for this.
Why?
Shane, do you have a gnome ball scarf?
No.
Do you have a fletching cape?
No.
Okay, then you... That doesn't concern you.
Okay. White knights now hold their swords correctly. They won't hit themselves on the head.
Oh, come on. It's just a flesh wound.
Huh?
It's just a flesh wound.
I know. I don't know. Did any of you guys see what the animation was or anything?
No. Well, I bet somebody might have tubed it or something.
Would have been funny to see. Like... My idea is that these were little glitches in before things came out and nobody managed to fix them, you know? I don't know. Bugs. You guys don't find... Like, come on, you guys don't find bugs interesting to think about as to why a bug might have happened?
Okay. White knight holding swords wrongly. Black knight came in and told him to smack himself in the head. Okay, let's go.
No, I mean from a programming aspect.
Okay, somebody forgot to put a semicolon.
RuneScape wouldn't compile if there was no semicolon, Trekkie. Java expressions have to end with a semicolon.
Yeah, but then, you know, that's why it didn't work quite right.
It somebody wouldn't. You can't, you can't compile a piece of code that doesn't work. God.
Okay,
anyways.
Somebody forgot to put the backslash, alright? Let's move on, alright?
Okay. Yeah. Magic tree sounds adjusted. They're no longer that, what's it called? What would you guys describe that as? That sound, you know?
I never cut magic trees.
Okay, well. I'll log in to show you guys what it sounds like right now. Give me a second. Give me some filler content while I type my long 20-character password in.
Okay, everybody be very, very quiet. Everybody be quiet.
You guys hear that?
Are you pounding on your keyboard?
No, that's what the magic trees sound like.
Oh, okay. I thought you were pounding on your keyboard.
We'll just wait till it makes a little shimmer noise.
Okay.
Yeah, do you guys just hear that? That's the sound they make. Anyways, that's enough of that. So I don't know.
Password again.
I think they're not that as annoying as they were before, because they were pretty annoying before, you know.
Not really, no.
Yeah, they were like, the noise would be constant, and like I can't do it with my. It sounded like chimes that would never stop. Like, quite frankly, it got annoying when I was doing my farming runs.
Okay. Okay, moving on to the next subject. Player death to a monster changed. The item the player drops will now be invisible for 1 minute rather than appearing instantly.
I'm not too sure that this was a good idea, you know? Like, you guys know what I mean, right?
Hey, man, if somebody wears their most prized party hat into the fishing guild and then gets killed by a stupid random event because he had to go take a tinkle, that's not their
take
fault.
A what?
Take a tinkle.
Oh, a tinkle. What is that like?
What do you think I say?
I don't know what you said. Like, a tinkle as in go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay. Tinkle. That's a nice way to describe it.
Shane, you really, really, really need to socialize more.
I've never heard it referred to as a tinkle. Have you? Jeff?
No.
Okay, there we go.
Both of you need to quit computer programming, whatever, and actually get out there.
Okay, go on.
With?
What you were saying about the fishing guild.
Well, you know, somebody has to go take a tinkle and come back, and then they're dead. It's not their fault. You know, it's stupid random events who can't take a joke.
But you're not supposed to leave yourself logged in.
Shane, if you're going to take a tinkle, it's going to take 30 seconds tops. Unless you have been holding it on for the past couple hours. But and anyway, you need to go. You got to go, okay?
Log out.
And... But that's precious sharks, Shane.
Okay.
Precious sharks. Or monkfish.
Okay. So are you saying that you used to go do this when you were fishing?
No comment.
Okay. This is a bad thing, actually. Because let's say you're at a God Wars or KQ and you die, your partner that you're there with can't pick up your stuff, because by the time they wait around that minute, they'll be so much closer to death that they'll have to leave. So basically that means that you either have to hold on for a long time or run back quickly to get your stuff. Frankly, I like it the way it was before.
Or you can just leave, go up to whatever, wait 1 minute, and then run back down. Here's another way, okay? Your friend died. He lost everything. He comes back to the KQ area with you. He goes in first. He's bait. He has nothing on. He runs over to wherever he goes. Your partner goes down, grabs your stuff, teleports out. He dies. All right, here's your stuff back.
Okay, but can that be done in a minute? Because you know how far the KQ is.
Not really, no. But sure, you can do that in 1 minute.
Okay. You know? So I take it you think it's a good thing, then?
I think it will help people who mistakenly got killed by random events by wearing something rare. While wearing something rare.
Okay.
Try saying that 10 times fast.
Okay, yeah, that's a tongue twister. Okay, I think we're done with that then, hey?
Hey.
Okay, on to the pool.
A fine piece of jewelry. You know, for once, they actually made the pool kind of funny.
Yeah. Jewelry.
It was funny. It was like, I've told you many times already, I don't do goddamn, why can't
you do realize this is going on the clip show.
Yeah, I don't care.
At least it's not like some of your other slips. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Shut up.
Okay, on average, how often do you duel in the duel arena? How often?
Zero.
Yeah, 44% say less than once a week, whereas 20% say they don't duel at all.
There's no point in dueling.
I know, there is no point to it. Like,
well, some people can make good money, and yeah, but you honestly, dueling is really
it's like
a way
gambling.
For characters to in a way, it's a way for players to exploit glitches.
Yeah, it's so true. Because, like, for instance, I know in the duel arena there's been lots of fancy glitches that people have used and exploited. But then again, there's also the, like, those standard one versus one, no armor fights, and basically whoever will get the first hit will win, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
like,
also,
I don't know, like, that's why I consider it, like, gambling, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I have level 99 attack, and I still hit zeros on chickens.
I know. Like,
that's completely BS.
That's not right. That's not right at all. Okay.
Which is why, you know, when you play this game, it's really the luck of the draw.
But you know what this poll is for? It's to gauge whether or not they should make updates to the duel arena.
Yeah, fine. Doesn't mean more people are going to duel.
I know, exactly.
If they want people to do it, they should do something like the house thing, where people just box each other for the hell of it.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I think that one thing they should do in Duel Arena is just, like, have a big free-for-all. Oh, wait, they already have that already.
It's called the Wilderness.
Yeah, okay. But that's not really... But... Oh, actually, no. Not the Wilderness, because... See, the thing about the Wilderness is that you can choose not to get scalped.
That's right.
In the Duel Arena, you have to put something in. If you're just going to be a free-for-all in the Duel Arena... You have to put something in order to duel, and if you win, you get everything, and you make rich really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And if you suck, oh well. But then again, you know what's going to happen, right?
You always lose.
No, higher level's going to lose really quick.
Mm. Okay, second question.
Alright, fine.
Which combat style do you prefer to use when fighting in the duel arena?
I told you once.
What is it?
I don't do.
Okay, there you go. Exactly. You know, that's the third choice here. 37% say melee only. 20% say melee, ranged, and magic. And 19% say, look, stop pestering me. I don't duel in the duel arena. You know, that's such a good option, how they keep putting that in. And it looks to be fairly consistent throughout, so that's good to know. But anyways, what would you use if you were dueling?
Wheelie.
Okay.
That's my highest skill. Might as well use that. It's cheap.
Jeff?
Dude. I don't know. Here's probably.
One. Probably melee or magic?
Well, when I used to do it, it's probably melee usually because I suck at magic and ranging.
See, if I was going to be using the duel arena, I personally would get my magic up to use magic. Well, maybe not. Maybe a god sword now. Who knows? Probably the melee then. Yes. If I had high combat.
Fight you in a duel arena.
Huh?
Fight you in a duel arena.
No, that's okay.
Come on, it'll be fine.
If you stake your mask set.
I already sold it.
Oh. For how much?
300 mil.
Oh, wow, that's good. Well, at least you know who you can go to if you need money. Wait, they're only like 70 or 80, aren't they? You have such a unique laugh. Question 3. Do you generally disable worn items? If so, which of these options do you choose? 61% don't disable the worn items. Wow. And 19% don't duel in the duel arena, so with that said, moving on to the next question. What other options do you commonly use in the duel arena? 45% say no food, 36% no potions, 25% none of these. 20% once again, I don't duel in the duel arena. At least that's a consistent number throughout, you know?
20%?
Yeah. 20% that don't
use
it.
Well, that means that kind of says like 20% are honest.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I think a duel is the point of being able to use and exploit whatever you have to your advantage, right?
This RuneScape is a game of luck. There is no skill involved whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. That's right. 100% right.
You have, I mean, honestly, you have the same chance of getting that Runite Ore as a level 3. Okay, who's playing the Star Trek game?
Okay, I'm done then. Okay, continue on.
I heard that.
Go on. Go on.
I forget
what I was saying too, but anyways.
Shane, did you click on that link?
What link?
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Or was that Jeff?
That must have been Jeff.
For what?
I heard the sound. The nice little very nice chime.
Oh, the Star Trek sound?
Duh.
Oh, yeah, that was me. Okay. Yeah.
Just to let all the fans know, there's a Star Trek game that Shane's going to post up.
That's soon. On the blog at shane.rsbnb.com.
Yeah, and I would like to gloat right now that I beat the game, and Shane cannot even get past the first basic idea of the game.
Yes.
Let's move on. It ain't mine.
Okay. Questions now. Questions. If RuneScape introduced a feature that allowed you to gain one ability that would normally be impossible, what would it be and how would it affect the way you played the game? In Shane's case, from Vervada. So let's start with Trekkie. What would this ability be?
Ability to actually run faster.
Run faster than those noobs who following you asking for the emote?
Yes. I mean, you basically run the same speed. It just depends on your agility, which can give you that extra little distance.
Uh-huh.
I would rather be able to cover the same distance in a much shorter time.
Exactly. So have a higher average velocity then.
Yeah. You can drain a little energy from it too, but still, that would help with stupid news. Going freestyle, please.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I haven't had many, though, that have, like, followed me, like, from Catherby down to wherever that one did.
No, because you're not high enough, Shane.
I'm 112.
You're not high enough.
Why?
It's the rule.
Okay. Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to have?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay,
I think
then.
Jeff would like to... I know what Jeff wants. Auto-playing. He wants to leave his character and just, you know, let him go off, do whatever he wants, and play the game for him.
You can do legally. That, but it's illegal.
I said legally.
No, it's illegal.
I said legally.
Okay. Personally, I'd like the ability to cloak myself and be a shapeshifter.
Really? I thought you would like to have a really green thumb.
No.
Can you imagine Shane going around and, like, every news come by, I'm gonna make your armor turn pink. Here's some roses.
What the heck? I have no idea what's going on here. So thank you, Verada. Moving on. Trekkie, next question, please.
What's the best method of getting from 93 to 99 fletching? Remember that I'm not rich compared to most of the people here, Ben.
So you say?
Me?
Yeah, what do you say?
Simple. Cut your own damn logs.
Okay. But, yes, that would be the best way to go. For instance, cut your own ewes, pick your own flax, spin your own bowstrings, and there you go. But as you go from, like, 93 to 99, wait, that's like going from 1 to 92 again. So that's pretty hard to do on your own.
Technically, from 93 to 99, you're halfway there.
Exactly.
Experience-wise.
So maybe, I don't know. Like, I know when I... Back in the day, you used to be able to make a profit from doing it, but I'm not so sure anymore. Probably not. Let's see what we got for prices on you longbows. Like, you know how everything's, like, skyrocketed, right?
And a lot of things gone down, too.
Yeah. Let's see. Average cost of a U is... Let's see. 15K. No. Yeah, U longs look to be going around like 580 to 620 or something maybe right now. And U logs 100 each. So if you can buy the bowstrings for 200 each, that's still 90 GP profit from the entire thing, providing you're able to sell them. Frankly, that's the method I'd go with. That's from Ben. You agree, or what do you think?
How would you be able to sell thousands of U longbows?
Yeah, that's the thing. You wouldn't be able to sell that many.
Nobody really buy longbows anyway.
Well, people buy them to high elk, or at least they used to. You know? So, I don't know. Like, that's the best cost-effective way of going about it, unless you want to go through and end up, like,
unless you
want to
be tricky cheap.
Explain.
Right, Shane?
Explain.
You know what that means. You always call me cheap.
Yeah, well, that's because you... What was the example from today?
I am always cheap.
I forget what the example was, but this was really cheap. Like, cheaper than being what you'd call frugal. Yeah, anyways.
Right, that I don't want to pay for another game monthly.
Oh, right, this was about the Star Trek Online thing.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, say something.
Hi.
Jeff's going to take the next question.
Okay. Would you rather be bald or have your hair down to your knees? By
I think Shane would like to be bald so he can be like his idol.
I'd be bald.
Yeah, I'd rather be bald as well. What about you, Trekkie?
I'll have hair down to my knees. I'll just tie it up and look very, very old style Asian.
Right. Are there? I hardly like ever see any bald Chinese people.
I see lots of bald Chinese people here.
I don't know. Maybe it's because they're the minority here. Because we're not exactly like... I know there's lots in San Francisco and whatnot where you are, but not that many here, I don't think.
No Chinatown?
Well, Chinatown is in the inner city.
Take a visit, Shane.
No, I don't like going around that area.
Come on, Shane. Be a man. Do the right thing.
So you'd like to have hair down to your knees?
Sure. I'll just tie it up.
Okay.
Or cut it.
You could use it as a string.
Yeah, it'd be like Rapunzel.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair.
Go to hell!
Thank you, Mushroom Queen. What do you believe is the most overpriced, useless item in RuneScape? And why do others like this item from PFK99s? What do you guys think?
All the rare items.
Okay.
Basically.
Like...
I'm keeping mine.
Party hats, I don't know. Pumpkins? Do they have those?
Yeah, there's still pumpkins. A few pumpkins floating around, I'm pretty sure. Disc of Returning.
Yeah.
Mask set. Yeah.
Shane shall die.
What?
Nothing.
Tell me, what's about the mask set?
Nothing.
Okay. I do have my Santa hat still, but I keep that because I like it.
I should start wearing
it. It says item, not items. Overpriced, useless item would have to be that the half wines and the disc of returning, if you want to say a single item. You know?
Okay.
Trekkie has a mask set.
Yeah. Or he had, or has. I don't know whether it's the pre or the post tense, or present tense.
I still have it.
Okay.
I still have it.
PFK99 says about this, he said he'd put forth the party hats and other rares. They're a status symbol, but simply a waste of money.
So is real in real life. We don't need a diamond ring, but people still buy it overpriced.
That's right. I got my own party hat in real life. Last New Year's, I got a green party hat from a Christmas cracker. Okay. Thank you, PFK99s. Trekkie, next one for you.
Hold up. There we go.
What'd you do?
Oh, nothing. What's the best place to train woodcutting? I have someone with woodcutting, but yields are very slow. Yu-Gi-Oh! Kid 7.
Well, what's your answer?
You're the current woodcutting champion.
No, I'm not. I am working on that project. But
I thought you were.
Yeah, free-to-play Drainer Village members, Outside Barbarian Assault. There's a few willows there, and you can use the bank deposit box. So that's a good place to use them.
I remember you said that Willow is the fastest in terms
Yeah,
of
Willow
experience.
Is the... Well, technically, I think Oak would be the fastest for XP, but there's just no vast amount of Oaks around, so Willows are the second best. And if you were, I think, wanting to get Firemaking and Woodcutting XP, I think it was Maples, if you were doing them all in one shot, you know? So, if you're going for Woodcutting, just do the Willows. That's what I have to say on this, and it's been backed up many, many times. Thank you, Yu-Gi-Oh! Kid. Next one is for Jeff. Jeff, wake up. Jeff.
Oh.
Jeff is getting bored, Shay. You have to keep him entertained.
Next time. Do you wear...
Okay, go ahead.
Do you wear any jewelry by Kenny?
Do you?
In-game real.
I think he means real life.
Nope.
Jeff?
No. Nope. No earrings, really? No anything. Obviously
I think Shane
not.
Might have an ear pierced.
You do?
I think Shane does.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't wear any jewelry. I'm not a Bajoran.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, anyways.
You're lucky Brad is not here. He will kill you.
Brad doesn't know what a Bajoran is.
Dude, he is a smart kid. He can figure things out.
Okay. So, no from all around the table. Yeah. Jeff, next time you fall asleep, this is coming through your ear. It's from my little sound effects bank that I have going here.
Did you get the ringtone too?
Yeah, I have all that fun stuff. Okay. Trekkie, next one, please.
Do you have any catchphrases or words that you say a lot / too much from Alex?
Do you?
I think Shane says, beam me up a little too much.
No. Of course not. I'd never say that in real life.
Sure you have.
No. Let's talk real here. What's your real catchphrases that you use?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Yeah, you gotta kind of ask the other people around you for that, you know?
Like, yeah, because I can't just...
I
think Shane might say I hate peers too much, though.
Not in real life. We're talking in real life here, people.
In real life,
maybe Trekkie says, I don't know. Maybe he does his cheapness too much.
No, oh, actually, I didn't figure out what I do. Hmm. But I can't say because it's rated R.
What? What you do or what you fuck say?
What did I say? Oh. Not do, goddammit!
What do you say?
No.
Come on, I'll bleep it out. It adds so much flavor. What do you say? Come on.
No.
Why? What is it? Tell us on MSN.
Hell no.
Why?
I'm Asian.
Tell.
No.
What is it? Why not? Jeff, do you know what it is?
No.
Come on, what is it?
No. Moving on.
Jeff, next what do question. You say in real life?
Like catchphrases. I don't know. I say so a lot. So.
Me maybe. I have no idea.
I think Shane might be. I hate pasta.
No.
I hate cheese.
Oh wait, is Mike on?
No.
Damn. Call him up. Let's see what he says.
I don't know what I don't know. Like not that much. Like I don't go around saying what Trekkie says. Anyways, that's from Alex. Thank you. Do you care what you look like from Magic Jarvis? No, do you?
Depends on the situation.
Okay, so I mean, let's say you're going to school. Do you care?
T-shirt, pants, socks, shoes. I'm good.
Okay. What about at home?
Home, T-shirt, sweatpants. I'm good.
Okay. Jeff?
Not really.
Okay.
I just wear whatever.
I think it's a shame I wear a Star Trek uniform.
No, you're the one that owns the Star Trek uniform. You're the one that owns the Star Trek uniform. Yeah. No, not really, as long as I'm presentable, you know what I mean? Thank you, Magic Jarvis. Jeff, next one, please.
Have you ever been in the club at school or out of school? By Zach.
So, have you?
Let's start with Shane.
No, I don't do that because I have way too much other stuff to do.
What about high school?
No.
Middle school?
There were no clubs. All the clubs were, you could either be cheerleader, whatever some of the, you could either plan events, be a cheerleader, or do graphical things. But you know, I don't do graphical things. Like, they just never turned out right. Like, yeah, there's a few, but no, I didn't just decide not to, you know what I mean? I don't know. What about you, Captain Ho?
Go to hell.
What about your clubs?
I joined one in high school for about a semester. Yeah. Let's move on. How about you, Jeff?
Usually tech-related stuff.
Yeah, see, he lives in the Silicon Valley, so that's why.
So is Trekkie.
Yeah, but, like, you guys need to, like, get involved more. Like, go work at Intel or something.
I quit working with technology, remember?
Right? You're the one that wanted to build a DirectX 10 gaming computer for under $600. Anyways, no, we're not the... We just like to gather on Friday nights and do this show on Skype. That's what we like to do.
Okay, Jeff, take the next one.
Have you guys been ever arrested?
I think Shane has.
No. Have you?
Fashion police probably arrested Shane a couple of times.
No, no. They probably arrested you for your, yeah, I won't say, but,
no,
you know what
but I did get once.
Oh, for what?
I got arrested at an airport.
For?
Well, me and my mom were going to pick up my Uncle Jack. And then I couldn't find him, so I ran inside. And when I finally saw him, I said, "Hi, Jack!" really loud, and I got pwned.
Oh, my God. You're, this is serious.
No, that's a joke, Shane.
Oh, too bad.
That's an airport joke.
Okay, so have you ever been arrested?
No, no, no.
Okay. Jeff?
No.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know. That was from Duradell.
Clean slates.
See, has he ever been arrested? I don't know. Like, it would be so much fun to know that, you know?
Know what?
If this guy's been arrested. Duradell.
That's his business, not yours.
Okay. Final question. What console do you own for video games other than the computer from Death Clock?
I quit having consoles.
Okay,
none.
Jeff?
None.
Well, I do have a happen to have an old classic Xbox sitting around and a GameCube sitting around. Not sure if they'll be upgraded to a 360 anytime soon or a Wii. I'm not sure. Probably probably a 360.
I am thinking about getting the Wii, though.
I don't know. Mike says he wishes he would have got a 360 instead.
Think about getting a Wii because of the fantastic new Star Wars game that's coming out soon.
God.
With the great
Star Wars.
the great Wii remote control of the lightsaber and a nunchuck ability for Force.
Oh, a lightsaber. Oh, God.
Oh,
okay.
Shane.
Yeah.
Shane, how could you like Star Trek when not like Star Wars?
Because they copied it.
Dude, it's just... No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Prove it.
Well, it came afterwards, right? After the success of the Star Trek. And it's like tried to become like a pop culture.
It is a pop culture phenomenon.
I know, I don't like that. It's not like real. It's not. Doesn't have like a message behind it.
There is a message.
What is it then? Tell me.
Diversity will always conquer the Nazis. See, in Star Wars, you have the Stormtroopers, which was actually a group made by Hitler during World War II as a very special army force.
Yeah, the SS or Gestapo.
No, not them, another one. They're called Stormtroopers.
Oh, right, the SA. I forgot about them.
No, not the other one, not that one. But the thing is that Lucas tried to send us the message that you need to have a whole bunch of people diverse from all over to be a good country, good ruler, good empire, and all that kind of junk. Actually, I'm babbling right now. Can we cut this?
Yeah, I think I will cut this because it is Star Wars related. In other hands, moving on to tech.
Up yours. Wait, hold on. I like to. Oh, so this is going to be cut. Shane, one of these days I'm going to come on over and force you to watch every single Star Wars movie, clip, anime, comic book in the entire world.
Okay, whatever you say.
Tech news. All right, now.
If you want to do this one, go right ahead.
All righty then. Tech news now. Seems like Mac OS 10.5 Leopard ships October 26th. You can find more information on apple.com.
Finally. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, we talked about this last week. Right?
I know. Remember we were saying would I pre-order it? I did. The day it came up for pre-order, I pre-ordered it. So it should be here by next Friday, and we'll see if I manage to get it installed properly. Probably going to end up doing a clean install, backing up, because, yeah, you know how everything just gets clogged up over the period of, like, half a year, and it's just so nice to have a clean computer, you know what I mean? You know, it would be nice to try the Apple upgrade, you know? But I, like, right now, I've got all these little applications and system preferences panes that really don't do much, and it's just going to be nice to get a nice cleaning, because this was the first time I ever had a Mac, so I didn't know really what to install, what not to install, so this is going to be fun this next weekend that's coming up after providing.
So you're buying it?
Yeah, I already pre-ordered it.
How much?
$115 Canadian with my student discount.
Huh, that's interesting.
And there's only one version. It's not like five different versions and where the one you want to get is like $300, like Vista Home Premium, you know? I don't know.
That's how Microsoft makes money.
Exactly. Microsoft is a software company. And that, speaking of Microsoft, Vista Service Pack 1 and XP Service Pack 3 are due in quarter 1 of 2008.
What happened to 2?
I doubt it'll be in 2 because they're already in beta mode for SP1 and SP3 of the respected operating systems. So,
okay.
Basically, you know, Jeff, you remember when Service Pack 2 for XP came out, it was pretty much it added like that security center and whatnot and created a whole bunch of problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Service Pack 3 isn't going to be like that. It's basically going to be a roll-up of updates and maybe some tweaks to the IE7 protected mode, so you will be able to run that on XP. That's sort of what it's in it for XP. As for Vista, the people who are waiting to upgrade to Vista until Service Pack 1, they really don't have a reason, because all it is a roll-up of updates, you know, and these performance-increasing drugs that have been administered to Vista have already been rolled out through the past summer, you know? So I don't know. Like, is it safe to upgrade to Vista if you have the money and you want to? What do you think, Jeff?
I probably wouldn't get Vista anytime soon.
Yeah. Trekkie?
You're your tech guy, it's not me.
Okay. Yes. Yeah,
you're my guy.
Yeah, I'm your advisor, aren't I?
I read somewhere that they're backporting something from Vista to SP3.
Yeah, that was the networking stack or something like that, I think.
Yeah.
And the IE protected mode, which is good because that you'd probably be pretty safe running IE7 then, you know? So, not that you'd want to do it, but it's an option. Yeah, so that's pretty good.
Let's start wrapping this.
Ubuntu Gutsy Gibbon released.
The what?
The Gutsy Gibbon.
Have you not? Such okay. a lame name.
I know. Like,
I'm not a tech guy, Shane.
Well, basically, you know Ubuntu Linux, right?
No.
Well, Ubuntu is a very, very popular distribution of Linux, and they just released their version 7.10. Yeah, 7.10 Gutsy Gibbon. See, the way it works is they go in alliteration with the letters. So it was Dapper Drake, Feisty, Edgy F, Feisty Fawn, Gutsy Gibbon, then I think the next one was going to be Hoary Hedgehog or something like that, but this is a pretty big release for Ubuntu because it does add the compiz and XGL, I think, standard to a default Ubuntu install, so that's good. And I think it puts Ubuntu out there as a contender for an operating system replacement. But, you know, the thing is with Windows, Jeff, I'm sure you'll agree with this, is that there's no easy way to replace something like the Windows Picture Viewer, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can select a folder and print pictures from it. There's no easy replacement for that. There's also, hardest thing with moving to Linux is to do things differently. Whereas in macOS, it's pretty easy to do picture printing and whatnot with iPhoto, so it's just a matter of converting over. I don't know. I think Ubuntu is a good place to start with Linux, but it's a bit of a culture shock when you first get started, but I definitely think this is a good upgrade to Ubuntu, seeing it, even though I couldn't get it installed on my parallels here.
Okay, doggy.
So, who's your ISP? Both of you.
Oh, you already know.
Who?
Evil Comcast.
Okay, Jeff?
AT&T.
Okay. Well, we have the AT&T story, last time, but this week I muted myself. Anyway, so as I was saying, Comcast is in the news now, so Trek, you'd better listen up. Basically, Comcast is now blocking internet traffic for certain things like BitTorrent and file sharing services like LimeWire. You guys all know those file sharing services better than I do. Anyways, Comcast's largest cable TV operator, second biggest internet provider, but would not specifically address the practice, but the spokesman confirmed that it does use sophisticated methods to keep network connections running smoothly. And they say, Comcast does not block access to any applications, including BitTorrent. See, they don't need to block the access to the applications, they just have to block access to the ports that those applications use, so much for net neutrality. Yeah. I don't know, I think
Comcast has always been evil anyway. Comcast has a monopoly in a lot of areas.
Yeah, I don't like Comcast either for other reasons, but we're not going to get into that here. Right, Jeff?
Yeah.
So, Trekkie, will this be affecting you in any way?
No comment. But I do have SPC at home, so I'm happy with that.
Okay. Yeah, so if you're on Comcast, vote for someone who supports net neutrality. I really think that's the best way to go. Since when should...
SPC?
Huh?
So you use SPC then?
No, we don't have SPC here.
SPC is AT&T.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so that basically means you're using SPC. Because SPC bought AT&T. And Singular, I think.
I can't keep up with all this stuff, who's buying who, but I don't know. It's just bad for Comcast customers. Sorry about that. Sorry to hear. Feel sorry for you.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry.
We should be moving on to rants now. Oh, so you do admit to doing stuff.
Huh?
You said, don't feel sorry for me.
Well, I have to use it because sometimes I have to download some magazines that, like, if the server is overload, So then they suggest you use BitTorrent because it'll use their server's struggle and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Anyways, with that, we should be moving on to rants now.
Oh, here it is.
Okay. Jeff, I want you to read the first one.
Okay. Whoa. I do not want to get banned. I didn't know it's against the rules, if it is. What Jagex has done. Okay, so I know Jagex won't do anything about this because most rants that actually have a point are not listened to. I support Jagex a lot, but now it's getting silly. Ever wonder how many hours you have, playing hours you have got? Ever wanted to know how many months you have played? Ever wondered if it's close to your artist's birthday? Well, I wonder this all the time, and I can't remember, and I don't know how long I've played for. If you ask Jagex, they will say we can't tell you because it will help people who try and sell these accounts. Ask yourself this. Why can't I know this information about my account? That's my right. Mine belongs to me, my account. After all I play and pay for this game, all I want is my RuneScape birthday. Why do they actually keep this information if they're not using it? Do they even have this information, or are they telling porkies?
Telling what?
I have no idea. I used to support Jagex a lot. I still do a little bit, but this has not gone too far. All I want to know is that, and it's something I really want to know, and it's sad that Jagex are ignoring the actual players who are actually all good players. They think we are all good account sharers. Also, they can't post on our threads because it's favoritism. Seriously, Jagex, I'm very angry, and yeah, it's just a date, dude. That's not the point. Jagex are supposed to be making a game to suit everyone. Yesterday, Jagex were my favorite company. Now, I'd rather support McDonald's. I'm disgusted that they cannot tell us the date we made the account. It's either or a lie, or they are really destroying this game. Overprotective updates that are destroying RS. Randoms used to like them, but since Jagex does not like me, I won't support them. So that's just a few.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
Is there with Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff. Like, should they give this information out if you ask for it, or, you know, like, should they?
I mean, I guess you could have the month, at least.
The month and year, there'd be no problem with that, right?
Yeah. Or, yeah, it doesn't have to be all the month, day, and year.
It doesn't have to be a Unix timestamp.
Well, we know for sure they keep this information because they just do.
Yeah, of course, like, anybody who runs a database with usernames and registrations keeps an active date of when this username was registered. I know I do. I'm pretty sure Jagex does, so, yeah. Personally, Jagex reminds me of one of those web companies from the late 1990s that went bankrupt. Those, you know, those ones that are closed up and locked up tight, you know?
Mm-mm.
Like, I don't know. They just seem like they're closed up and locked up too tight. They think everybody is an idiot noob 12-year-old who has no idea how to run their own computer. And that's what they think, you know? Like, it just drives me crazy that they are so closed-minded like that, you know? Like drawing attention to Mushroom Queen's blog too. What the heck is a package of, like, 1995 images going to do for some fan site, you know? Like, have you seen that package? Any of you?
What package?
Like, it's a package of images that, like, it's plastered with runescape.com on it. My God. I don't know. Hang on. I just need to pull this up from her.
Was it on their website? Was it on their website or something?
Yeah, it's that package, like,
Oh, I think I remember that one.
Yeah, it's that package that they keep online with the zips and the images and whatnot, but I don't know. Here's We'll put a link to this blog entry on Mushroom Queen's blog about this, but I don't know. It just drives me bonkers what they do and whatnot. So, Captain Ho, next one. Next rat. Tracky. Hello. Tracky. I guess he disappeared. I'll take this next one then. Jordan Simple Rant after counts on fingers about 2 to 3 months of quitting this game. That's besides the point, though. Don't comment on that. But the big deal is here. Jagex, we need continuations to be finished, not add more storylines that you won't complete. There, I said it.
Thank you!
I could easily go on all day about all the unfinished storylines. Cough. Morning's End Part 3, A Fairy Tale. Rise of the Red Axe. But the bottom line is, we do not need more branching storylines. We do not need additional content areas with a single use that hardly no one will ever use. Stares at all the desolate mini-games and barren areas in the game. We do need more storylines to be finished. We do not need additional storylines. We do need for you instead adding another area or whole side of the map to be used once again, never again. We need those many barren, desolate areas that you have so easily abandoned to add more content in those areas. Please, if you disagree, say why. And please don't feel the need to say support or to go one way or the other. I will not make a support list due to the fact that, one, I won't be here often enough to take care of it, and two, I don't want to maintain it all in the first place. Yeah, you guys, Trekkie, you agree that they need to
Right after Regicide, I said that. Remember, I said, like, oh, if they close up the next one, it'll be, like, completely done. It'll be good, you know, remember?
Yeah.
Because Regicide was good. It was a good quest, you know?
Regicide?
Regicide.
Uh-huh. One of my favorites.
All they had to do after that was just, like, let us into the Elven City or whatever, save whoever who never needs to be saved, and be done with it.
I know.
That would have been a great ending to the
it's
whole
like
quest.
It's like those Star Trek season finales that you just have to wait the entire summer for. Those ones that say to be continued ...
But you know, yeah, like, you know, if you make it to, like, honestly, I've been playing since RuneScape Classic. You know, I remember when Underground was first released. I remember when Underground Pass was first released. I remember a lot of quests that was just released for the first time to continue the Plague City storyline. And I'm going to say, it's time to end it. It's been going on for a couple of years now. It's time to just close the book on it.
Uh-huh.
I think they're also, like, making a lot of people angry because, like, I know, remember, like, some of my friends before, they also said Regicide was a good quest. I like the storyline. I wish to hurry up and finish it. Then more than part one, then part two. They're like, they're not ever going to finish it, so they just stop playing. And they're kind of disappointed because they never figured out what happens.
Do you think those kind of people would come back?
I don't know.
Would you? I doubt if you it, quit?
I don't know.
I don't know. Personally, I think it's something that has to be done within the next year. Otherwise, Jagex is going to start losing people.
Because, like, you know, the thing is, it's just that, like, okay, if they release a new quest that will completely finish it up, most of us will be, like, you know, quit playing for a while anyway. We probably, like, don't have the stats where we don't want to train for it again. We just want to get it over with and get through the storyline,
right.
You know?
Like, just
we don't want to spend, like, another 2 months just to get to, I don't know, 80 woodcutting or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. I think this is a good rant. Both the rants this week were good. So, there are some sensible people in the rants forum.
You just, like, added some compliments into your podcast.
The compliments aren't fun, though. Like, they're always the same thing of people trying to suck up, you know?
Yeah. They all want to be mods, but it's never going to happen.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah, what about you, Jeff? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not really interested in the storylines in the first place, so.
Did you do the quest when they came out?
Which one?
Morning's End and whatnot, like all those?
I did, I think I did up to, I did Regicide, and there was one after that, right?
Yeah,
but, yeah, Morning Part 1 and Part 2.
Really?
Roving Elves?
Yeah, yeah, I did that one. I didn't do, any of the Morning End's part.
Okay. Yeah, like, it's just, finish the series. God. Oh, that's gonna be the title for this week's show. Finish the series, damn it. Okay. Anything else?
I think they should just stop making long story and let's make short ones. I think it's like short and to the point. It's a lot better than like having like five quests and everybody each one is like 7 months apart.
You know, that's what killed Enterprise. The arcs. Anyways, moving on. That's it for rants this week. Contest winners. We've been running that contest. Our winners will be announced next week, so you still have a few days to get them in. They'll be announced probably Thursday when we record the show with Brad. Assuming his microphone does come, which was supposed to be here Monday, but got delayed somewhere, so it should be coming.
Broke it again?
No, it wouldn't. The headphones quit working. They wouldn't, like, broadcast my sound to him, so. Yeah, that's kind of what happened to it. RSB&B events will be announced this weekend sometime, so pay attention for that. RuneWire. I have to work on that. I will be working on a bit of that stuff later tonight and into the early morning or tomorrow. I have lots of coding to do. We're doing this project thing for my software engineering. Basically, it's a map thing. You import a map, and you can import photos and create waypoints with GPS and assign waypoints to a photo. And it's going to be interesting when it's done. Made in Java, so it's not always the best language to code in, but that's it. So what have we been doing, Trekkie?
Nah, I start with Jeff. He's been very quiet this whole day.
Okay, Jeff?
Just a lot of school stuff.
Uh-huh.
Really busy.
Yep. Any time for sleep?
I slept at 2 last night.
Okay.
But I take naps. Not Trekkie? Today, though.
I've been learning about bacteria.
What kind of bacteria?
Everything. Every kind.
Is it fun?
Some.
Okay. Yeah, we started parametric equations in math today. That's fun. Parametric equations? I guess not. Trekkie's sending some weird faces on MSN. Aside from that, that's about it for this week, I think, unless anybody has anything else they want to say. Nope. Going once. Gone. RSVP update. 0x7a is done for Trekkie.
Peace
and
out.
Jeff.
Bye-bye.